Now, in verse 43, it's sown in dishonor, it's raised in glory, it's sown in weakness, raised in power. And the glory and the color and the beauty and the power and the mind, all of these things with the new body. Now he says, it's sown a natural body, it's raised a spiritual body, there is a natural body, there is a spiritual body. Many years ago, way back in the days of old modernism and fundamentalism, modernism never was modern, and it sure isn't today. But a paper was read by a leading liberal in the East at this meeting of the theologians, both at that time modern and fundamental. And one man who read it, he was applauded because he took this verse and he put the emphasis on spiritual. He said it's a natural body, but it's going to be raised spiritual. And he says you can see that resurrection is spiritual. And after he finished, all the liberals applauded him, thought the paper ought to be published. And then a very outstanding Greek scholar who was there stood up. He was a very conservative man. He said, I want to ask this man a question. And they were all a little lyric because they knew this man knew how to ask questions as well as answer them. And he said, I'd like to ask the man who read the paper, I'd like to ask him which is stronger, a noun or an adjective. Well, there was a silence for a moment. This man answered. Well, he said, a noun, of course. All right, he said, I'm surprised then that you read the paper that you did. You put the emphasis upon the adjective, not the noun. The noun is body. The adjective is natural and spiritual. Now he says it's sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body, and it's the body that is carried over in resurrection. It's just a different kind of a body. That's the important thing Paul is saying, but the resurrection is spiritual. May I say that they never did publish that man's paper. Verse 45 says, so it's written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. You see, the first man, Adam, he was psychical, and psuchein is the Greek, zosa. That means he was physical and psychological. The last man is spiritual, pneuma, pneumatical, if we want the English equivalent. Howbeit, that was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward, that which is spiritual. And he goes on, the first man is of the earth. He's earthy. Koikos, clay, rubbish, if you please. You talk about the ecology. Well, who messed up this earth anyway? Man. Because actually, man's earthy. He's rubbish. And what do you expect him to make? Everything that's a refuse of man is rubbish. He can haul in the groceries on Saturday. But I tell you, he'll fill up the garbage can before the week is out. Because man is that kind of a creature, by the way. But the second man, he's the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. Well, we are earthy. That's the condition of all of us. As is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. But also, if we are in Christ, we're joined to him. And therefore, this is our hope, is resurrection. An eternal body, an eternity with Christ. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, which we bear today, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now we're looking forward to this.